Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 1 of the Flagged PvP Podcast. My name is Athropy, and I'll be bringing you news, updates, and information related to high-end WoW PvP arenas and battlegrounds. Now before we begin this first episode, let me start by introducing myself. As I said, my name is Athropy, and I've been playing WoW since early vanilla, and I've always been a big fan of PvP. Early on, I had a rank 14 warrior, and when BC came out, I did a ton of raiding, but I really love to concentrate on arenas. And during arena seasons 1 through 5, I played 6 classes to Gladiator, including my warrior to rank 1 in seasons 2 and 3. I left WoW the first time during Wrath due to real life. I came back during Kata, but when I came back, I really didn't like the way that the game was being played at that point. PvE seemed way too repetitive. I just really didn't like the state of the game, so unfortunately, I left again. But I'm back now, playing Mists of Pandaria, and honestly, I've never had as much fun in the game as I'm having now. Now, let's go ahead and jump right into this first episode. So today we'll be talking primarily about the current state of PvP, and I'll try and go through as many questions that I know that you guys have and covering them as objectively as possible. So one of the questions that's always asked is, what's the most overpowered class in arenas? And while I can't really say X is the best class or Y is the best class, there is information which shows which ones are the most represented in arenas. Now this information is across all battle groups in all regions and only above the 2200 rating. So with that in mind, the most popular class is Arms Warriors with about 16%, Resto Shamans with about 10%, Holy Paladins with 10% as well, Frost Mages with 8%, and BM Hunters with around 7%. Now that's not saying that Arms Warriors are the best class that there is. I think it more accurately represents the state of Arms Warriors when you compare them to the other classes that are out there, as well as the ease of learning the class. Note, I'm not saying that Arms Warriors are a class that anybody can pick up and raffle stomp their way to 2200, but it's easier for other people to understand the class and pick it up and play it than it is some of the other classes like say a Frost Mage or Demo Lock. Now on the opposite end of that spectrum, we also have the 3 rogue specs and the 3 monk specs, each having well under 1% representation. That, to me at least, says quite a bit about the state of those two classes. I've played with a few monks and I've played with a few rogues this season, and from what I've heard, it seems as though the classes are simply not on par with the rest in PvP. They don't have the abilities, they don't have the control that everyone else seems to have in the arenas. Though with 5.2 right around the corner, and the massive amount of attention that these two classes are getting, that's probably going to change. Now going beyond just what's the best class, you also have a lot of I want to heal arenas, you know, what's the best. Now of the 5 classes I listed, 2 of those are healers. You've got Resto Shamans and Holy Paladins. And if you ask most people, they'd probably tell you to pick up one of those 2 as well. And I think the main reason why those 2 classes do so well in arenas is the kits that they're given. Both classes have the ability to counter CC, both on themselves and on their teammates. And for arenas, that's really big. Shamans have things like Grounding Totems to eat the incoming CCs, Purges to clean a kill target, Wind Shear to stop cast, lots of CC via Hex, Frost Shock, Roots, Earth Grab Totem Roots, Capacitor Totem, and the list goes on and on. Paladins have things like Bubbles for free casting, Bop for teammates, which cleanses blind, of course, Blessing of Sacrifice to counter incoming CCs, and of course CC of their own from Hodge, Repentance, and Blinds. Now, while not everything is specific to these two classes, the way that it's incorporated into them really puts them head and shoulders above the rest, in my opinion. I mean, you have the other two classes like Resto Druids and Dispriests, of course, and Resto Druids, while they are in an okay state right now, they really just don't have the abilities that these other two classes bring to the arenas. They do have the HOTS, which unfortunately they can be cleared off from purges from the Shaman, and unfortunately they do have to keep those HOTS rolling throughout the match, and if they do that, of course, you know, they're going to be in a good place. But then you have classes like Disc Priest, and a Disc Priest right now, their major problem in arena is their mana. These other classes don't really have that problem. If you've been in 3v3s, you know that a Shaman, a Paladin, or a Druid, they won't really run out of mana unless the match goes on for a prolonged period of time. Unfortunately, that's not the same for a Disc Priest. A Disc Priest will run out of mana very, very quickly, and it's not from them doing something wrong. It's not from them having a lack of gear like it usually is with the other classes. If they run out of mana, that's the reason that they run out of mana, is those reasons right there. It's simply that the Disc Priest just doesn't have everything incorporated into their build the way that these other classes do. Now, with 5.2 right around the corner, this is going to change. They do have a change inside the patch notes right now where they're going to be gaining a little bit more mana regen, but I know Blizzard wants to be quite careful with buffing this class because right now they are the best PvE healer. And with them being the best PvE healer, any little thing that you change about the class is going to affect them in PvE and PvP, and unfortunately they can't really do anything to only change them in PvP, except maybe buff their survivability or increase their mana regen a little bit, which won't affect them that much in raids, but it's still something that they need to look out for. So with these changes, hopefully that'll bring the Dispriest up, and hopefully the Druids will still stay on par. There are a couple of nerfs going around here and there, but with these changes, with the 5.2 changes changing ever so often, you really can't tell right now. I mean, the PTR is still really in an early state. So, with that said, another question is, what's going to be the best comps in 5.2? Now, for that, like I said, changes are happening every day with these nodes. You know, first you have the rogue buffs that have seen quite a few different changes already. You've seen the monk buffs, which again have seen quite a few different changes. But I still think that with all these changes that are going in, even if half of them go in, that these two classes are really going to be some contenders for number one next season. A lot of it has to do with the removing blanket silences next patch. Now, that's going to affect a couple of different classes. That's going to affect, I believe, Shadow Priests. That's going to affect mages. And it's going to affect warlocks. Now, with these silences being removed, you're going to have the addition of the overall silences, and you know, Monk is going to be getting one of those. Monk is going to get a really, really big silence that they can cast. And, from what I saw in the PTR, they can cast it either on a teammate or they can cast it on an enemy, and it makes a circle around them, kind of like the Boomkin's Sunbeam, where if you're standing in it, you're going to get silence, but it lasts for quite a bit of time. With that and the addition of all of the damage buffs that they're getting, Windwalker Monks are really going to be looking good in arenas next season. Now, I'm not so sure about the whole Mistweaver Monk. I haven't really seen a lot of them this season, and I haven't really seen the buffs that are probably going to be necessary for them to be good next season in arenas, but you know, hopefully we'll see a little bit more representation of them, you know, next season. Now, the other class that's getting a huge buff is going to be the Rogues. The Rogues, while they're not getting direct damage buffs, I mean, they're getting a couple buffs to their damage from, you know, the increase in energy and getting base prep line, things like that. They're getting a lot of boosts to their control more than anything else, as if, you know, they already needed it. Rogues already control the matches. Whenever you're in an arena, Rogues aren't really there to do the damage. They're there to control multiple people within the arena. And with them being able to do that, it's... with them being able to do that to such an extent, I mean, next season, you just don't know, you know, where the Rogues are going to be. Hopefully, though, they're not going to be buffed to a point where they were in Kata. In Kata, it was really just rush down Rogues. I mean, that's all you would see. You would jump into an arena, you had a Rogue, they would rush down your healer, and that was kind of it. Their damage was absolutely insane. They had all the control that they have now, but it was absolutely insane in Kata PvP. Now, another big change is coming into 5.2. is the removal of upgrades on gear. Now, this may not mean a lot to everybody, but people like me, it's a huge and welcome change. This season, I've been playing a Feral Druid, but I haven't really liked the playstyle all that much. Just, you know, you wait for cooldowns every 3 minutes, you pop them all in one big Swifty macro, you hope you get a kill. And then the rest of the time, basically all you're doing is running around, killing time, waiting for those things to come up again, you know, while you're cycloning left and right. And, of course, you know, that is another nerf that's coming in the 5.2, is we're not going to have those instant cyclones except for once every 30 seconds anymore. So, I think next season I'm probably going to go Boomkin, but that's besides the point here. That's the way that the Feral Druid is played. I mean, you pop all your cooldowns and you try and get a kill shot, and if you can't get that kill shot, the match can end up lasting forever. I know I've certainly had a few matches, especially here within the last couple days, where it'll be a 2v2, and the match will last the entire 25 minutes. Simply because I can't kill that healer. If I've got a healer on my team, I can't kill that opposing healer. Now, the fact that I don't have max gear yet, that really does, you know, play a big part in it, but that's hopefully going to change next season with the removal of all these upgrades. Now, I do have a lot of alts, and their gear really is not on par at all this season. As a matter of fact, some of them even aren't all the way leveled up yet, but next season, hopefully I'll have, you know, 5 or 6 90s or so, and I'll be able to go into arenas with all of them and keep their gear at least close to on par. Now, with that happening, because I know I'm not the only one out there that's going to be doing this, the battle groups are going to be quite a bit more inflated. And now, if you are one of the top teams in your battle group, you're fighting the same 5 or 6 teams over and over and over, and that can really kill PvP for you. It really gets boring when you see the same KFC, you know, all the time. You see the same God comp all the time. And you just kind of trade off wins. I mean, you know, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. But really, there's nothing more to it than just those particular comps. So hopefully next season we'll see a lot more different classes, we'll see a lot more teams, we'll see a lot more difference in the ratings. Hopefully next season you'll have, you know, maybe 50 teams above 2200, whereas this season you've got maybe 20 teams above 2200. Beyond that, 5.2 does bring a whole lot of changes to other classes, which they don't really seem like big changes, but it can really affect the classes in various ways. You have changes going out to Warriors, for instance. Warriors are going to get that 15% damage reduction on their defensive stance instead of the 25% that they currently have. Now, as I've seen it, Warriors and Arenas right now are really... they really like to sit in defensive stance the entire match. When they sit in defensive stance, I mean, that's 25% damage reduction right off the bat. And if they do it the whole match, it really is hard to get a kill shot on them. And if you can't get that kill shot on them, except for, you know, whenever they're playing recklessly, I mean, what are you really to do? You've got to sit back, you've got to wait, and hope that, you know, you can get that kill shot. Now, with this 15% going in, that's just going to be one more nerf on top of a lot of other nerfs that Warriors have received recently, such as the Shockwave nerf that increased the cooldown from 20 seconds to 40 seconds, the Second Wind nerf, which I've seen, I think, has been reverted actually now, and everything else that Warriors have taken recently. I mean, it really is putting the class into a bad place. I mean, right now they're really up there in Arenas, but it really seems as though it's going to put them back down. Now, another class that's taking quite a bit of nerfs here is going to be the Resto Druid. Resto Druids, like, they have the Displacer Beast, which right now, whenever you use it, it puts you into cat form, puts you stealth. It's like a blink for mages. I mean, it's really their only getaway that they have, being a Resto Druid. You know, it really means a lot to have that. Of course, on top of that, they're also getting the DR nerf on Cyclone. Cyclone's going to DR with a whole bunch of other abilities next season. So any comp where you have Cyclone in the mix from a Resto Druid and you have another class where it's going to DR, it's really going to affect it. I really feel as though Druids are just taking this nerf not so much unexpectedly, because, Feral Druids really were top this season. And it really kind of hurt every other spec of Druid there. But unfortunately, certain things do have to be done here, and I guess that's just the way that they're going to go about it. Now, one class that is getting a whole bunch of buffs that seems to be flying under the radar for the time being is going to be the Elemental Shamans. Elemental Shamans, I feel, they may not be top in Arena next season, but I do feel as though they will be represented a little bit more than they are right now. They're going to get the addition of Shamanistic Rage inside their Elemental spec, and they're also going to get buffs to their damage, which I feel is going to put them on par with some of the other classes in terms of damage. As of right now, it really seems as though they're a class that, whenever they're left alone, they're going to pump out that damage left and right. It's really going to show whenever you leave them alone. But if you sit on them, they really don't have the ability to do anything other than cast their incense or try and get off, you know, that lava burst every now and again. And so I think that's really what affects the Shaman class right now, or at least the Elemental spec in that regard. Another class that a lot of people do bring up quite often is going to be the Shadow Priest. Now, Shadow Priests have really flown under the radar for many, many, many seasons and many, many patches. It seems as though Shadow Priests really don't receive any nerfs. They really don't receive any buffs. It seems as though once a big patch comes out, or once an expansion comes out, the Shadow Priest has all these changes, they learn to play, and then they're left alone for the rest of the expansion. They always do really well, but they don't do well enough that everybody starts screaming, you know, OP, OP. So that's another class that right now, looking at the changes, there really just doesn't seem to be any changes whatsoever to the Shadow Priest. So any comp that is good with the Shadow Priest right now hopefully will be good next season. And hopefully they're also going to get a lot more ability to play with other comps like, you know, Rogues and Monks and things like that. Another class that is taking changes is going to be the Warlocks. The Blood Fear change is going to be the biggest change. Now, Blood Fear, when Mop first came out and they released Blood Fear, a lot of the top Warlocks did scream to Blizzard. They said, hey, you know, this is OP, you really can't let this in the game. If you let this in the game, you know, we're gonna be OP, you gotta understand it. They left it in for, one patch so far in a couple of months, and it looks like they're already going back to change it. Some of the other changes that they're receiving is gonna be an increase on the damage that they have, an increase on the survivability from, they're getting it from their armors, and they're getting it from the sacrifices on their pets and things like that. So with those changes, hopefully Warlocks will be represented a little bit more. They are going to get their UA. Their UA is going to change to where it increases damage by, I believe, 14% right now. And if you dispel it, it always crits, which is going to be a big change because it looks as though Affliction Warlocks hopefully will be back in arenas next season, as Warlocks have been crying for. I mean, nobody really liked going the Demonology spec. It really seemed as though you were just another burst class. You'd pop all your cooldowns, you'd go through the burst cycle, and that was about it. I mean, there really was no skill in playing it, and hopefully we can go back a little bit to where we have, you know, the longer arenas, the more skillful ones where you control a healer for, you know, say 20 seconds or so just to land that kill. You've got the CC chains falling out on them and everything like that, and hopefully changes like this will bring the game back into a state, you know, to where it was previously. Let's see, another class that's getting changes here is going to be the mages. Now, this change was reverted, but initially when it was said in the patch notes, it showed that their deep freeze was going to break on spells that benefited from shatter, like Ice Bolt, like Frost Bomb, and Ice Lance. I mean, that was really going to be a big nerf to them, and it looks as though the community banded together and really said, hey, Blizzard, you can't do this. Once again, if you do something like this, it's really going to put mages into a bad, bad place. And thankfully, it looks as though they've changed that. You know, Frost Mage is another one of the classes that I do play, that I do like to play. And so with that change, hopefully they will still be competitive next season, though they have taken a lot of nerfs recently. Hopefully they won't take too many by the time that 5.2 comes out. Now, it looks as though I've gone through most of the changes to these classes. I've covered just about everything that I wanted to cover today. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this first episode of Flagged. You can find us over on Twitter at FlaggedPVP or on Facebook.com/FlaggedPVP to add any questions that you would like, to have any comments, questions, concerns about the podcast, anything that you would like to be aired on next episode. I think that's about it, guys. Have a good night.